This year, both George W. Bush and Al Gore sound as if Washington were a disease that might prove fatal. But Dr. America's diagnosis is, as usual, different. He wants to say to the candidates, "Listen, Al. Listen, George. Sometimes Washington can be your friend. When you're among the working poor and you find that the minimum wage can't even get you up to the poverty level, Washington can be your friend. When you're appalled by the programming of America's television networks, Washington and shows like Sesame Street can be your friend. When you're concerned about the quality of the food you eat, and you want the food companies to worry too, Washington and the Food and Drug Administration can be your friend. When you hope that your children and grandchildren will be able to enjoy the wilderness in our national parks, Washington can be your friend. When it's 1959 and you can't vote in the American South because you're black, Washington and the Voting Rights Act can be your friend. When you're an Albanian living in Kosovo and your own government is trying to kill you, Washington can be your friend. When you're a political refugee from a regime that has a price on your head, Washington can be your friend. When you're a woman who's tired of being sexually harassed at work, Washington and the Justice Department can be your friend. When you're a senior citizen in need of medical care in a market economy, Washington and its Medicare program can be your friend. When you're a child who needs a head start to catch up with the more privileged kids in American society, Washington can be your friend. When your downsizing company decides to eliminate your position and you need to retool and get a new job, Washington and its training programs can be your friend. When you're an asthmatic living in a metropolitan area smothered in smog, Washington and the Environmental Protection Agency can be your friend. If you're a pregnant woman wondering when the free market HMOs are going to offer you health insurance you can afford, Washington could be your friend. When you're a young couple hoping to buy a house, Washington and its tax laws can be your friend, allowing a tax deduction for the interest you pay on your mortgage. If you're a farmer caught in drought or natural disaster, Washington and the Agriculture Department can be your friend. When you're a corporate CEO hoping to sell your products overseas, Washington and especially the Commerce Department can be your friend. When you're a single mother whose partner has left his family in the lurch, Washington and the welfare system can be your friend. When you're a good student from a family that can't afford college, Washington and its Pell Grants can be your friend. If you're working at a place that unfairly exploits you and your coworkers, Washington and the National Labor Relations Board can be your friend. If you're wondering who keeps these agencies working so that they're ready to help you when you need it, there are people called bureaucrats, and they do it all for you. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, advising Americans to think carefully and think twice as you prepare to vote.